Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei, Amud Aleph, and we are starting Siman Nun Bey. Siman Nun Bey is one of the most important simanim for people that come late to shul, because this is the siman that tells us which parts of the Psukah de Zimra and possibly other parts of the davening can be skipped under extenuating circumstances, such as when a person comes late to shul and will otherwise not be able to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is defined as when a person says Shmona Esrei along with the Tzibur. So davening, the rest of the davening with the Tzibur is very nice, but that's not an essential component. Tefillah B'Tzibur means being able to say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, not just being in the same shul as them, and they're saying something and you're saying Shmona Esrei because you're late. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, "In Bala Beis HaKnesses, Umatzu Tzibur B'Sol Psukah D'Zimra." Person comes late to shul. Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, be very careful not to do this. This is a whole siman that is bidyeved. But if a person, for whatever the reason, does come late to shul and he sees that the tzibur is already up to the end of Psukah de Zimra, what should he do? Omer Baruch Sh'amar ad nuhulah b'tishbachos. He says the entire bracha of Baruch Sh'amar. V'yachet kach tila l'dovid, which as we said already is Ashrei, until the end of Ashrei, ad me'atov yaralom haluka. And then he says one other pizmon, v'yachet kach halu es Hashem in Hashemayim, ad l'bnei Yisrael am korvah haluyah. And then those are the only pizmonim that he says, and then he'll say yishtabach, as we'll see in a moment. So he makes a very abbreviated Psukah de Zimra. The Ramah adds Hagah, v'imyesh lo shahus yoser, if he has additional time, then he should say hodu l'Hashem kiru bishmo ad v'hurachum, and then skip until the end of the next v'hurachum at the end of Hichavod, which is right before Ashrei. And these words of these paragraphs that he's missing, these words over here, ain't no rock, psukim milukotim, they're just isolated psukim that have been gathered together over here, and therefore, if he has no time to say all of them, this is a place that one can, under extenuating circumstances, miss out on saying. Then, the achakach, the Mechaber says, you say yishtabach. So again, the person who's delayed coming to shul should say, Baruch Sh'amar, Ashrei, two of the halukas, and yishtabach. If he has more time, as the Ramah said, then he says additional paragraphs, as we just said. Then, v'achakach, the Mechaber continues, he will say, Yotzer, Orav, Orichoshech, Kriya Shema, Bechosel, the Brachas of Kriya Shema, and Shema, and he will then be able to reach the Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, and that's called the Yispalel im HaTzibur, and this is the proper way to do if you come late to shul. The Mechaber continues, and he says, V'im ein shalosh kol kach, if you don't have enough time even for this, then you can skip the pizmonim that we said, the halukas, yidale gam mizbar halu es Hashem en Hashemayim, and the Ramah adds, im odein shahos, if he doesn't even have time to say that, lo yomai rach bar shamar til adovid v'yishtabach, then he can skip the other haluka and just say the minimum, bar shamar, ashrei, and yishtabach. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Vim kvar hischilu atzibur yotzer or if the tzibur is already beyond Psukah de Zimra, they've started the brachas of Kriya Shema, the ain shus lomar Psukah de Zimra afilu bedilug, and even if he skips Psukah de Zimra, he's not going to catch up to them. Then yikro Kriya Shema or bechoserach im atzibur v'yispali mohem. If he doesn't have time to say any of the Psukah de Zimra, as long as he can say the brachas of Kriya Shema and Shema along with them, and then reach Shmona Esrei at the same time as them, bidyeved." He should do that as well, and then daven with them Tefillah B'Tzibur. And after the davening, v'achakach yikra kol Psukah de Zimra below bracha shalofneim v'lo shalachreim. And after the davening, he can say all the pizmonim of Psukah de Zimra, with the exception of not saying Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because those are brachos, as the Mishnah Berurah will say later on, they're only misakin for people to say before the davening, but not after the Shmona Esrei. The Ramah continues and he says, "Mikol makom yomar kol habrachos shemuchuyev levarach baboker." But with all this having been said and done, this doesn't mean that he shouldn't say the brachos of Birchas HaShachar. And now we concluded the reading of the entire Mechaber and the Ramah for this siman, and now we can delve into this in more detail in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sifkat Aleph. Says if a person comes late to shul, so the Mishnah Berurah strongly reminds us, L'chatchila roi lavol lebeis haknesses biashkama. One should be very careful to get to shul on time. So none of these dinim should ever come into play. A person can go through his whole life without ever having to know Siman Nun Beis if he comes to shul on time, which is, of course, the right way that one should conduct oneself. Kikosu Asvarim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, based upon the Magid. The Magid was the Chavrusa of the Beis Yosef, who was a Malach. And the Magid and the Beis Yosef wrote a Sefer, the Magid Meisharim. And the Magid was his here, the Beis Yosef. The Magid was warning the Beis Yosef. He was very careful to tell the Beis Yosef, to come to shul on time. Lovel lebeis haknesses biashkam, a person should arrive early to shul in the morning. Kidei sheyuchal lispalu kaseder, so a person could daven all of the davening in the order that it was designated by the anshe knesses hagdol and the chazal to say in the proper order, the lo bedilug, without having to skip anything. Why? Ki osa kein, if a person davens and skips parts, mahapech hatzinoros. There are, so to say, pipes that bring our tefillos up to Shemayim. And every pipe is laid out perfectly in the correct order, one after the other, based upon the seder of the tefillos. And if you skip some, you're basically breaking up the pipes, and the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat going to be not as appropriate and proper as it should be. And he says, "V'harbe an shemaisa noagim l'spalo kasei demitam ze afiluim eichai rule of all the basic nesses." He says, many great people, on those rare occasions when extenuating circumstances forced them to come to shul late, they didn't take advantage of Simon Nun Beis, and they didn't skip anything. And rather than missing out saying the order of the tefillos in the exact order the Chazal set up, they gave up tefillah b'tzibur in order to have the correct order of the Pesukah de Zimra and all the other parts of the davening. They felt that that was more important. But that's not the halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, Avol tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, he brings down, Shemasha Kosev b'sefer HaZohar sheyesh l'spalal ha'seder, that this great Chacham did this. It was based upon a Zohar that says you should daven everything in order. That's only for people, she'enu mispalu matzibur, if you're not davening with the tzibur. But if you were going to shul, and as something came up, and you weren't able to daven with the tzibur, she'atzibur mispalin kuleyam modu di'daleg kidei lispalu b'tzibur. Everybody agrees that in this situation, it is appropriate to take advantage of Simon Nun Beis and go and skip the parts that one is permitted to skip in order to daven tefillah b'tzibur, which again is defined as saying Shmon Esrei in the tzibur. And this, in fact, is came posak ha'prichadosh. This is the psak of the prichadosh. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'afilu mishenu rogil lispalu matzibur smidus." This is true even for a person who normally doesn't daven every day with a minion. So one could argue, well, he doesn't daven most of the time with a minion, so today he shouldn't daven with a minion either. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "She'eino mashkim kol kach." Even though the person doesn't get up so early most of the time, mikol mokom im eiro lo ezer pam shabol lebeis haknesses umotzur latzibur b'sof pusuk edizimra. If on the day that he does come to shul, he sees that the tzibur has already started and they're at the end of pusuk edizimra, he should, in fact, follow the rules that we've outlined, that we'll continue to outline here in Siman Nun Beis, because the Al-Koponim, Yesh Lo Liskos B'Pam Zeh L'Spalo B'Tzibur. Even though he normally doesn't do it, at least today let him get credit for davening tefillah b'tzibur. And if the only way he can do that is by skipping some of the paragraphs, that is, in fact, the Psak Halacha. And he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, the Dav Gum Yuchel Lomar Al-Koponim Baruch Shama V'Ashri V'Shtabach. He says the minimum of Psukah D'Zimra should be Baruch Shama Ashri N'Shtabach. And he says, one shouldn't skip that, and he brings down further to look in the Mishkanos Yaakov, Ayin Shom. In Dirshu footnote number 1, he brings down, Ulam gam ha-mispalo b'yichidus, if a person is davening alone, if he thinks he's going to miss this man of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, he's also, based upon the Orach Ne'aman, allowed to skip the parts of Pesukah de Zimra in order for him to daven Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei in the proper time period. In the issue footnote number 2, he brings down from the Igros Moshe that if a person saw after he had skipped that he still has time to say some of them, so the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein writes, Tzorich lachzor v'lomar davka l'fi seder takonas pesukah d'zimra. Then you go back and say the most important one. If you have time to say that one, then you say the next most important one as you have time. In the issue footnote number 3, he brings down that the same din applies to Tfilas Marav as well. If a person comes up to shul and he sees that they're already started Kriyashma or the brachos of Kriyashma, and there's no way he'll be able to say the brachos of Kriyashma and Kriyashma and still say Shmon Esrei with them, so then by Marav we have a din that it's more odif, it's more appropriate to daven Shmon Esrei with the tzibur, even though you won't have smichas gulul l'tfilo, your gal yisrael won't be connected to your Shmon Esrei. By Shachris we don't pasken that way. We say it's more important to say gal yisrael and Shmon Esrei together, more important than even davening tefillah b'tzibur. But by Marv, we don't. And in fact, we paskin that if a person comes into shul, he should daven Shmon Esrei first. And after the Shmon Esrei, he can daven the brachas of Kriyashma and Shema. Furthermore, the Dirshu footnote number 3 continues and says, these laws don't apply if one could daven at a later minyan, and it wouldn't put him off. If one comes, for example, to the 7 o'clock minyan late, but there's a 7:30 minyan that he could go to, so don't take advantage of Siman Nun Beis, but instead go daven at the 7:30 minyan, unless you really don't have time, and then you're allowed to take advantage of this. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman does bring down that if the person is going to be davening then in a different minyan, and it's going to somehow bamboozle him, it's going to make him daven with less kavana, so then he would be allowed to skip the parts of Pesukah de Zimra so he can daven in his regular minyan and make Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. Furthermore, if a minyan normally davens vasikin, and today, for whatever the reason, they got off to a late start and they're going to miss davening vasikin, so then he brings down from the Chazon Ish that they should not skip the Pesuka de Zimra, and they should rather not daven with vasikin, even though that's something that's very important, but they should continue following the entire Seder of the Tefillah, because a Tzibur doesn't have the right to be Mishana the Tefillah. Individuals do, but not a Tzibur. What happens if you come so late that there's no way you'll catch Shemona Esrei, the silent Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur, but if you skip parts of the Pesuka de Zimra, you'd be able to daven the Chazor Sashatz with the Tzibur, which according to many is the next best thing to do. So this is a machlokus. He brings down that the Prima Gadim is not sure in this situation what to do. However, the Eshel Avraham Mibachach brings down in this situation one should also skip. And this is in fact the Pesach of the Chazon Ish also. And indeed, even if there's still one person in the shul that's still davening the Shemoneh Esrei from the Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you can reach the Shemoneh Esrei at that point in time, well, that person's still davening. That's also called the Shtikl Tefillah B'Tzibur, and that's worthy, the Chazon Ish says, for a person to go and skip parts of the Pesuka de Zimra to have that aspect of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Finally, does a woman have this din of Tefillah B'Tzibur? So Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down that a woman should not skip because she has no chiyuv to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So for her, it's much better to have the pipelines all correctly and to say the Tefillah that she's saying in the correct order. However, Chaim Kanievsky disagrees, and he writes that a woman should also skip in order to be able to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Shemoneh Esrei, with the Tzibur. Now we go to Sif Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, Rotsu Lomar, Acha Sheyaniach HaTefillin Al Rosho. All of this applies after one has the tefillin on their head, because, as we've already previously learned and pointed out in Dershu footnote number 4, that it's much more important to daven the Shema and the Shmona Esrei with your tefillin on than to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Chayi Adam, who writes, the im nisachar lovo yira al koponim, Lomar kodim shiatzkul ispal. If a person comes late, he should make sure to daven before he starts at least al netilas yadayim, elokai neshama, and birchas haTorah, because all of these are essential. He brings down, if you don't say them, then you're going to have a lot of problems with elokai neshama, where you yotzei or not with the bracha of mechaya meisim, which we discussed already in Simen Mem Hei, and he brings down as well birchas haTorah, we discussed in Simen Mem Zayin. If a person then has to say birchas haTorah because he was yotzei in Avarabba, did he learn or did he not learn after davening ayin shom, we learned all of this, and as well netilas yadayim was nesakein only for kodim atvila with the bracha and not afterwards. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that in order for one to be able to daven with the Tzibur, which is extremely important, ki atfilah im atzibur ritzuya umukubelis nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we doing this, Simen Nun Beis? In order that people should be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, which is extremely important. That is the essence of davening. In Sif Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yoseh mikidei shiur ha'amira mitila ledavid v'chol halakukos ad kol hashama talukah. When we said above in the Mishnah Berurah that if you don't have time to even say that, it means all these other tefillos other than Ashrei and Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach. The heim kodim midina l'amira sodu, that all of the other halukas are priorities before hodu, and if you don't have time for those, you certainly don't say hodu as well, which in these Tfilos are the Iker, Psuke de Zimra, Baruch Shomar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. The Magen Avraham writes that you could also say Vayivarach David until L'shem Tivartecha. That's also very important and should be said before Hodu, Avol Lo Kodim, Halukas, but it's not as important as the Halukas that we mentioned. In Sivkot and Hay, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chayi Adam, that on Shabbos we skip all of the Mizmorim that we add on Shabbos if one is in a rush, the extenuating circumstances that he wants to make Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, so we can skip all the extra Pizmorim that we say on Shabbos, Lam Natzeach, until Yehi Chvod, and say just the Pesuka de Zimra that you say on a weekday, because they're more Tadir than the ones that we say on Shabbos, Tad Ve'no Tadir, Tadir Kodim. If he does have time, he should at least say Lam Natzeach, Udav B'Shanoso, and Tfila L'Moshe. They're also the most important ones. They are Kodem, L'Shar Mizmorim, or the other Mizorim is brought down in the Zohar. Furthermore, he writes on Shabbos, a person has to say Nishmas, which is called in the Gemara in Psochem, Birkas Hashir. Umutov Shiyadalig Mizorim, he should skip all the other Mizorim and not skip Nishmas if he has no time. The main Loshol is Klal, and in the most pressing circumstances, a person should say on Shabbos, Baruch Amar, Ashrei, Tilul David, Nishmas, and Yishtabach, in order for him to say Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and he doesn't have to say all the other Pizmonim. Sivkot involved, the Mishnah Berurah writes, from the Tshuvas Mishkenos Yaakov, who's Marech, and he brings down the Birchas Baruch Sha'amar V'yishtabach Takona Kedum Himimea Tanoim. These are very, very early Zmonim that the Tanoim set up. Yalkin Mutu L'spala B'yichidi M'shiyidali L'gami Birchas Baruch Sha'amar V'yishtabach. And therefore, there are those that would say, if you have to skip Baruch Sha'amar V'yishtabach, you're so late, better to skip Davening Tefillah B'Tzibur and say the entire Pesuka de Zimra with Baruch Sha'amar V'yishtabach in order to say those important Pizmonim. Ach, im lo yitzarich ledalek legamrei, if you don't have to skip, meaning that you can say Baruch Shomer Ashri Nishtabach, in order that the Chazan is when the while the chazan is marech hamilos miyotzev ahola, so the kuliyama yasekein. So even if you come in very late and they're already in the brachos of Kriya Shema, but you'll have time to say Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, so then you can do that as well. Because the ikar kpedu yishispalo tefillah shmoneh esrei matzibu belachash. As I said, the idea is to say shmoneh esrei with the tzibur. And anything that you do that will allow you to do that is acceptable under these extenuating circumstances. However, parshut, the kozeo b'tnai, da'yidei zeh lo yechsar mitzvahs kriya shma kedin. Certainly, you have to be able to make sure that you say Kriya Shema in the right time. The lo dachinon milakayim mitzvah kitikuna bishul tefillah b'tzibur. We don't skip Shema or the brachas of Shema in order to say Shmoneh Esrei. That isn't done. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin brings down, if you're not going to make tefillah b'tzibur, say the Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, even if you start from Yotzer or and you skip the entire Pesuk of the Zimra, then don't bother. Lo yasu kalu kuliyama. Certainly, you can't skip the brachos of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema and say Shmoneh Esrei Shachris with the Tzibur, as opposed to, as we pointed out, Ma'ariv, you can. So in this situation, Yispalo Ketzede below Ketzibur, then say everything without saying the Tefillah B'Tzibur, and don't be Mispalo Shmoneh Esrei in Matzibur. The Smichas Gulu L'Tefillah B'Shachris Odif Mitefillah B'Tzibur, because the importance of saying the brachos of Kriya Shema and Shema and Shmoneh Esrei together trumps even Tefillah B'Tzibur. Finally, Sivkat M'Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you did skip all the Pesuk of the Zimra, you say it after the davening, with the exception of you don't say Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, because these were only set up by the poskim to be said prior to the tefillah. Dirshu footnote number 8 talks about, do you even have to say all the other Pesuk of the Zimra? So he brings down many poskim say you should. He also brings down others who say you're not obligated to. In Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah reiterates what we talked already before about the importance of saying Elokai Neshama and the Birchas HaTorah and other brachos before the davening, because you'll run into trouble whether you're yotzi with them or not by saying various parts of the davening. So those certainly should be said before the davening. If you didn't get a chance to do so, he says certainly for Elokai Neshama, you should have in mind during the brach of Mechaya Mesim not to be yotzi the brach of Elokai Neshama, so you can say it afterwards. And even if you hold that the brachos do not require kavanah here, you should have a kavanah not to be yotzei, and this is the best eitzah for that. He also brings down the bir halacha and many other pratim over here, such as, for example, having in mind bedavka during Ava Rabba that you are being poter the birchas haTorah and learn right after davening, and this way you get around that problem, should you not say birchas haTorah again afterwards. We have one more Mishnah Berurah left, but mitzvah Shem, this will conclude the shir for today, and we'll catch up this sif, kut, and yud tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.